What day is it?
Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Well, time to go to work.
I don't think I want to go.
I'm sorry, but you have to go.
Why is that?
You amuse me.
You occasionally amuse me.
I amuse you, but I bore you.
What?
You don't do that.
What happened?
You almost
slept through it.
Slept through what?
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show indeed, but it's also your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. 884-9910, that's our talk and text line, and I would love to hear from you today at 923-FMTalk.com and 991-FMTalk.com. You know, back in 1908, June 10th, 10,000 people gathered in the quad at UNR. It's as much as it was back then, and watched the university unveil the John Mackey statue. If you want to see more on this story, you can check out colotv.com. But times have changed. You know, that was over 100 years ago. So what's the atmosphere now? Oh, the guy who made that statue was a racist. Is a Nordic superiority, KKK guy. We need to get rid of it. Tear it down. Seriously? Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Should the statue of John Mackey come down because the man who created it was a believer in Nordic superiority? What do you think? Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, should the number of adverse effects of the COVID shot be announced right alongside the number of COVID cases? 97% of those participating said yes. People want the facts. They just want the facts. Even Fauci comes out and said, well, if you get the shot, you still got to wear your mask. Still got a social distance. Yeah, no, the shot doesn't actually keep you from getting COVID. Then why get it? Why get it and put yourself at risk? Remember, the close to 10,000 people that have died in, that is this country. That is not worldwide. That's 10,000 people just in this country. Even more adverse, permanent disabilities, myocarditis, blindness, the shakes. Yeah. Even famous people now, since I guess that's who people listen to. You know, that's what the advertising campaign was all about. Having famous people come out and say, ooh, get the shot. Rap stars, movie stars, musicians. But boy, when they come back afterwards after having their shots, like Eric Clapton, and say, maybe that's not so good. Because he almost permanently lost the feeling in his hands. Yeah, now all of his friends are dumping him. How do you dump Eric Clapton as a friend? Because he's speaking the truth of his experience. It's a crazy world we live in. What can I say? Speaking of the crazy world that we live in, Alabama Army Base is now the first to make troops show COVID vaccine proof. Wow. I love our military, but really? Is that worth it? And I love our law enforcement. This is so awesome. I know it's a story out of Las Vegas, but it's still an awesome story. Because people are still trying to clean up the crime. Remember how I was saying sometimes it just takes a little time? Well, this operation actually started 6 years ago. 6 years ago. The operation was dubbed Operation Moneymaker. A cocaine drug money laundering charge. They actually dismantled an international cocaine and money laundering hub out of Las Vegas. This is so sweet to hear. So sweet to hear. A lot of people arrested. I hope they'll actually be prosecuted and put away. It's just a small little cog in the wheel of everything that goes on out there, but at least it's something. Yeah. Actually, acting U.S. attorney Christopher, I'm going to say this wrong, Choyu and Aaron Rouse, special agent in charge of the Las Vegas office, flanked by representatives of law enforcement from Australia, Canada, Colombia, Costa Rica, Israel, Romania, and the United Kingdom. So my hat's off to them for actually getting these people. The sad part is, that's just a small part. If you want to see the story, check out the Nevada Appeal, La Hunt and Valley News. Yep, it's in there this morning. Or I'm sure you can go down into the Las Vegas stuff. But hey, support local. What can I say? Speaking of supporting local, let's go to the phone lines. It's your show, 884-9910. Vance is on the line, wants to talk about guns. Hey, Vance, what's your thought?
Yes, something's up in the Senate. Care of Braden Langley over at on YouTube and Langley Outdoor Academy.
Uh-huh.
And what the Democrats are going to do or try planning to do, okay, they're planning to do this, is attach the gun laws to budget bills so that they can go through by way of reconciliation process. Okay, folks, I'm going to say this again. These people are amending the Second Amendment through illegal means. These are modifications, these are changes to the Second Amendment. And once again, they're doing it in a sneaky, underhanded way, which is typical of communists, fascists, any tyrannical ideology you want to name that depends on the civilian population being disarmed.
You know, Vance, there's, and I know the guns is a big situation, but there's even a bigger situation going on in Congress right now, because what they're doing is they're taking a bunch of different bills and topics and smushing them all together, and they're voting on them as packages. You know, we're going to put these six or seven bills together just to speed up voting, you know, to make it easier for people. So if you want your bill to pass, you've got to vote for this package now that has all this other garbage in it.
Well, that's basically what they're doing with the gun bills, too, is they're putting it in with the budget bills as a package. Okay. Yeah, I'm very much aware of that. Very much aware of that.
I mean, it's just, it is absolutely sickening. I mean, this is where, this is where your vote matters. And we got to get these people out, out, out. Vance, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate your time today. Let's check in with Jane this morning. Jane wants to talk about statues. Jane, thanks for calling the program. What are your thoughts?
Hi, Monica. It just really makes me sick that they're taking down all of these historical statuaries around the country. And the one that, I mean, they have their various reasons, because this guy's racist, because that guy fought for the Civil War, because this and that. It all comes down, it seems, to some kind of racial bias. But I don't want to know what's the difference with the man at UNR who they claim was a Nordic. He thought he was Nordically superior because he was Nordic, okay? Well,
no, the man who created the statue, not Mackie himself, just the guy who made the statue.
Okay, well, what's the difference, though, with Black Lives Matter when they are saying that Black lives, if you're Black, you're better? And if, I mean, basically this critical race theory is saying that whites are not okay because we've been thinking we're superior for all these centuries. And if you're Black, you're better because you were oppressed. And if you're Asian, you're better because you've been oppressed. So all the people that have been oppressed are suddenly, now they're better. They know better than anybody else. And so we need to take our history down. But it's all based on opinion. History is only what people thought at the time and wrote down. I mean, history is only fact-based as far as the facts were reported.
Well, and see, that's their point. That's why they want to erase all of this history, because they want to rewrite it. They want to write their own history.
No.
And remember, Jane, it's not racist if they say it. It's only racist if we say it.
It's only racist if you're white and say it. Then it's racist if you're white. If you're Black and you say it, then you have a right to say what the history was and you weren't even alive.
See, Jane, and it all boils down to division. You know, because if you actually talk to people in the Black community, those aren't their feelings. That's just this Democrat-pushed Black Lives Matter group being pushed
that's
and funded by Soros. So I'm glad you get it.
I have Black friends, and they are not like that. I have Native friends, and I have a Hispanic cousin. They don't think like that.
Yeah. No, it's just
it's the general public. It's just this small group of loudmouth people on social media who get all the attention.
Well, and because they get the attention not only from social media, but from mainstream media as well. Because again, Jane, they're pushing an agenda, and that agenda is division.
And they're getting the attention where all of the rest of us, normal people, just average people, we don't think like that and we don't talk like that. And they're getting all the attention. They're taking down our nation's history, and I don't like it.
Well, I'm glad you called today, Jane. Thank you so much for your participation in the show. And thank you for just being a good person. That's what the majority of us are. Just good people.
This is not headline news. Jerry O'Connell is replacing Sharon Osbourne on The Talk. Many were surprised to hear that there was a show on TV called The Talk. Post Malone's new video features NASCAR drivers, because why should he be the only one covered in grease and grime? Tom Hiddleston says he prepares for scenes by running, as does Russell Crowe, to Taco Bell. Margot Robbie will star in a movie about Barbie. To prepare her for a role as a life-size plastic woman, Robbie will study Kathy Griffin. And Brian Austin Green turns 48 today. He's excited to open his presents for things he won't have to share with Machine Gun Kelly. This is not headline news.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You text me and I get just some messages that break my heart. And normally I don't do this as part of the show, but I just we'll do it this time. You know, it's just something that you know is dear to me, and that is my dogs. And I just got this text from a rescue. I desperately need your help. Long story short, 3.5 years ago, we rescued a Rottweiler who gave birth to 12 puppies. We raised the pups and found them homes. Now one of the pups has seizures, no big deal, and just blew out both knees. They want to give him back, or they're going to euthanize him. I need to find the money to have his knees fixed and find him a foster home till we place him permanently. I'm hoping with all your contacts you can help get this done. If you feel that you can donate anything, if you could be a foster parent to a rot who has had surgery and has just a little medical issue, please contact Rebecca at Paws, Positively Pets. They're in the Southtown Shopping Center there where the Walmart is. They're wonderful people. They run the Roddy Rescue. Give this little guy, I mean, only 3 years old, give this little guy another chance. All right, going back to our poll question about removing the statue of John W. Mackey at Mackey, right there in front of the Mackey School of Mines. Mackey didn't stand for white supremacy, so why tear down a statue that celebrates him? Any excuse to tear things down. Plus, I'll be Eric Clapton's friend. I've lost a few myself expressing my opinion in the past several months. Ridiculous on both counts. Lisa, I think you're absolutely correct. And yeah, I'll be Eric Clapton's friend right there with you. What can I say? This is from Randy in Minden. Snowshoe Thompson statue in Genoa. Is that one going to be next? Well, you know, I think literally there are people out there with absolutely no life, and they are going from statue to statue to statue, figuring out, oh, who made this statue? Who is this guy? What did he stand for? Again, just to be muckrakers, just to cause problems. That's just the way it is. Let's check in 884-9910 with Barry this morning. Hi, Barry. Thanks for calling into the program.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hey, to help out with the dog that has trouble.
Uh-huh.
I am a person who has done horses for more than 50 years. And every time a horse had a health problem, or a dog, or myself, I had kidney cancer, lung cancer, worst brain cancer any human ever had. All of these things are parasites in the body. And if you do a worming program, see, we worm our horse, worm our dog, we forget to worm us, so we get these masses in us. Anyway, now people with that dog, they put that dog in a good worming program, he'll probably get over his health problems.
Huh, that's very interesting. I've never heard that before. Barry, thank
you.
Oh, go ahead.
There's a YouTube video of me called Bulletproof Karma, Story of Survival. You ought to look at it one day.
I definitely will. I'll look at it today. Bulletproof Karma.
Do you know Hope Valley at all?
Do I know what?
Hope Valley, up Highway 88.
Oh, yeah, Hope Valley.
Are you familiar with the Blue Lakes Road?
No, not particularly.
Well, anyway, there's a turnoff to Markleyville and then another turnoff to go for Bright over to Myers Tahoe, and that's the beginning of Hope Valley. A couple of miles further, you can turn left and go up the Blue Lakes Road. That's Faith Valley. I brought near 100 horses there in my life. Cushing's disease, lameness, bad behavior. I addressed all my problems as a parasite issue and gave every one of them horses a hope.
Wow. Barry, you're breaking my heart. You're an absolutely amazing human being. Thank you so much for calling today.
When you see the video, you'll see me up there.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I will pass that on, and I hope everybody else watches that as well.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Here's the news for you and the Monica Jay Show. After they took their guns away, Castro murdered 100,000 unarmed citizens. Hitler murdered 6 million unarmed citizens. Stalin, well, he murdered 50 million. And Mao murdered 60 million. You know, they take away your guns, you better make sure you know how to use a bow and arrow. And right now, Jerry is over at Pope and Young at the convention today, the big one in Sparks. How's it looking over there, Jerry?
Well, it's looking pretty doggone good, actually. You just got me thinking about taking up bows and arrows.
I've been thinking about it, too. Yeah, I want to go over to Wasting Arrows.
every survival skill that you can learn may come in handy. You just never know. How about all those people, too, those college kids and all this T-shirts with Che Guevara on them? I doubt if too many of those college kids actually knew what he did, too. He was quite the murderer as well. What topic are we talking today? Murdering?
Biden is flying illegals using military planes wherever they want to go. So I'm saying, hey, let's use those military planes and fly all these kids that think that's the way to be. Let's send them to Cuba.
Boy, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. And we'll bring the Cubans back here because they know.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, let me talk about something else that I'm down with. That's bow hunting. I started hunting with a bow about 15, 16 years ago. Not exclusively, but it's one more opportunity to be able to hunt in the West, but especially in Nevada. If you take up archery, you have a better chance at getting a tag if you like to hunt. And if you're thinking about hunting, which is something that over the last year and a half with people being in lockdown and whatnot, anybody knows that drives through the Sierras on any kind of a regular basis knows that there are tons of people out there now, and hunting has grown tremendously in the last year and a half. That's a good thing. That raises a lot of money for wildlife conservation, and Pope and Young is one of those wildlife conservation organizations. Not too many people realize this, but years and years ago, Key Pittman, a senator from Nevada, and Robertson, they came up with a bill, and firearms manufacturers, ammunition manufacturers said, tax us. We need to do something about wildlife, about conservation. Tax us, and as long as it goes to wildlife conservation, we're good with that. Archery and archers, bow hunters, did the same thing years later, 1967. So anytime you buy a broadhead, an arrow, a bow, it's taxed, and the money goes to wildlife conservation. And the biggest archery or bow hunting organization is Pope and Young. They're a conservation organization, and they're here in Reno. They travel every year, so it's not like they'll be back here next year or the next or the next. It's a biannual convention. They do it every 2 years. This is their 60th. Who knows when they'll be back to Reno? So take advantage of them being in town today. And one of the things you can take advantage of is to see some of the world's largest record book animals taken with a bow. Traditional bow, compound bow, recurve bow, or whatever. They're here in Sparks at the convention, and they will be here through Saturday. Lots of great equipment manufacturers, lots of great outfitters, lots of great seminars to learn more about bow hunting. It's all here at the Nugget in Sparks through Saturday. I encourage you to take advantage of it because it won't be back here for who knows how long. So it's a great opportunity to take advantage of it. And even if you're not into hunting, but if you're into, say, 3D target shooting and whatnot, those guys are here, too, to help you with that. Lots of 3D targets here. And lots of the, the celebrities in bow hunting with their own hunting shows that focus exclusively on archery hunting, those guys are here, too, and they'll chat with you and give you any kind of tips or help that they can do to help you. Get out there and be more successful. That's what it's all about, Monica.
But
you would
know
that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Being successful.
If I wasn't, I don't think I'd still be here working for you.
And if I wasn't, you're right. You wouldn't be here working. Nobody would be working for me. I'd be working for somebody else, which actually sounds kind of attractive at times.
Just but, grab a few of those anyway, applications for the Border Patrol.
Yeah. Hey, well, listen, thanks for letting me jump in on your show to plug the Pope and Young show. Again, it goes on through Saturday, coming out the Nugget in Sparks. And want to thank again Shields, our broadcast sponsor. Shields is where all retail adventures start, but all outdoor adventures should start at Shields. Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Jerry. And there goes Jerry Evans. Evans Broadcast Company. That's why we speak the truth, because local, privately owned. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Nate. Nate has been patiently waiting to talk about military. Hey, Nate, what's on your mind?
Monica, we are no longer looking into the abyss. We're in it. They are not only flying these people all over our country, these people that anybody in the military that's cooperating with this is going against their constitutional duty. And I just can't see how anybody would do it, but they are doing it.
Yeah.
And my second topic is Mr. Magoo, which is Bezos, the clown. You know, he's from Miami. He's actually Cuban of descent. You haven't heard a word out of this guy's mouth about anything going on. And then Pitbull, he's been doing all kinds of stuff to try to raise awareness. This Bezos clown that's worth so much money, I call for an all-out boycott of it, Amazon. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything, but it makes sense. I don't know where he's from, but, you know, Nate, it doesn't matter what issue it is. All of these trillionaires, billionaires, all they do is use their money for negativity. All they do is use their money to divide us, like supporting Black Lives Matter and supporting Antifa, supporting organizations that are meant to divide us and keep pushing this climate change crisis and all this BS. When, you know, you have real world issues going on right now. You have countries that are literally starving their people. And then you have our president come out and I got a little bile in my throat there. The man who's pretending to be commander in chief, you know, he's saying that, the Cubans they're uprising because they don't have access to medical care and the vaccines that they need. And this isn't something new. The Cubans have been uprising for decades because of their oppression. And yet they don't want to do anything about it. You don't hear Ocasio-Cortez speaking out about it. You don't hear Bernie Sanders speaking out about it. No, because they support communism.
And you're exactly right. But Bezos is from Miami. He went to school down there. He is Cuban. I don't know if he's a Jew, too, but that's neither here nor there. I'm pretty sure he is that as well. But the guy's a clown. I know he's going up to space. Hopefully he doesn't return because we don't need people like that on the planet anymore. But people need to wake up right now, Monica. This is serious business. The country's completely falling apart, collapsing. Anybody that thinks this is coming back, they better think again, man. This is not coming back. They're bringing it down to its knees right now. And people need to prepare, get ready, trust in God, trust in Jesus Christ 100%, and watch Jerusalem right now because the action will take place there. Satan will stand in Jerusalem playing Jesus very soon. And you know that, Monica. I've told you this many times, right?
I know that as well. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's coming down to the wire. And that's why I just urge everybody, be prepared for the absolute worst you can think of and then hope and pray for the best. Nate, thank you so much for joining me. And, you know, I didn't know about Bezos. Just one more reason not to use Amazon. One more reason not to use these giant corporations. Where the heck is Mike Lindell? Wasn't he supposed to be starting up a new company, My Store or something? People want the convenience. You know, that's the thing. At what point do you get involved and say no more? We've got these things going on right here in Reno. Right here in Carson City and Douglas County and Lyon County. You have the dividers. And I know so many of you are working so hard. There's just so much weirdness going on around us. To just have faith and keep your spirit up. Because you know what? For all of the garbage that they throw at us, we just keep pushing it back. We keep going day to day. Quick little text here. Election management system was breached during the course of the 2020 election, says digital forensic expert Ben Cotton at the Arizona hearing on the Maricopa County audit. See? Watch Maricopa County. They are doing it right. They are getting in there, and they are. They're going right down to the smallest detail of how all of this happened. Oh, by the way, did I mention to you that, you know, Stacey Abrams, before she got involved with the 2020 and the 2016 election, or 2018, that she was flat broke? She didn't have anything. She was broke. Just thought I might mention to you, just like the BLM founder, one of them, one of the co-founders, that she just purchased millions of dollars worth of property. Stacey Abrams, who just a few years ago was flat broke. Same person that the Democrats propped up, who she proudly says she was in charge of Fulton County in Georgia, where all of these things are being discovered. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? About payoffs, corruption. Your money is literally being stripped from you. Every single day, there's something new. And before we take a look at the roads out there with Phil, just want to remind you that on July 1st, while you slept, taxes went up in Washoe County. Every July, you might want to remember that. Every July. Forever. Because that's what they're supposed to do. That's what your representatives signed into law for you. Needs to stop. This needs to be the last increase. It increased 1.3%. That equates to about 1 18th cents per gallon.
Oh, it's only 1 cent.
No, it's 1 cent per gallon. And then look at how many gallons you go through every week, every month, every year. And remember, that's already on top of the extremely high gas taxes we already have. Is that money working for you? Because I sure as heck don't see it. I'd like to thank Watchdog Jeff for reminding me of that.
It's the walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up.
You just walk on faith.
Walk on faith.
That's what you do.
Trust in love.
And trust in love. I know it seems like, you know, whatever doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Well, we're all about Hulk status right now. I think let's be done with that. And let's just start getting back to the way that we're supposed to be. And that is ourselves. Living in, you know, that statement, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yeah. So, as we are inundated with people calling for the Star Spangled Banner to be replaced with a new U.S. national anthem, we are inundated with organizations like the Olympics who are going to change the American flag for the Olympics. It's got like five stars in it and just a couple of stripes, and they're jagged. Yeah, that's not what people died for. Men and women in the military, even not in the military, have died for that flag, have died for this country. If you don't like the Star Spangled Banner, if you don't like the American flag, guess what? If you want to live under communism, then let's start a trade program. You know, we send students overseas to learn from other schools. Why can't we do something like that? An international trade program where for everyone who has a Hugo Chavez or whoever on their t-shirt who supports Marxism, communism, Maoism, let's do a trade program. Because I'm sure that every single one of those people in Cuba would be more than happy to take your place in the United States of America. People who have immigrated to this country legally from communist countries, from Russia, from China, from Cuba, Venezuela, they're in amazement on how there are people in this country who are ready and willing to give away their freedoms and give away the sovereignty of this country. And that includes being a member of the UN. Watch what you hear and see on TV. And don't give in to what the commentators are saying. These people are fighting for their lives. And Biden wants to say it's just over a vaccine. No. People have lost their lives trying to get to this country. And this country just told the people of Cuba, don't even attempt to enter this country illegally. Coming from Mayorkas. Yet at a southern border, they're just letting anybody come across. Everybody. Doors are open. They're letting those people also come into this country illegally. They don't have to have vaccines. Actually, a very large percentage of them are refusing them. And that's okay. Giving them cell phones, giving them flights to wherever they want to go throughout the country. Got to spread them out. And then losing track of them. And those people are on U.S. military planes, flying into the heart of the country. I think Nate's right. At some point, Americans have to take this country back. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here. You know I love you. We'll get through this.